FM 90.3 WJTL, somewhere in the universe that yeah is always going on. It's just always happening.
True.
Grace Got You with John Rubin. That's Mercy Me. Jason Gray, Chris August before that. Good morning. It's 7:20.
Weather forecast today, cloudy, showers likely, maybe even a thunderstorm. Rain could be heavy at times. High 76 tonight. Cloudy, showers, thunderstorms once again. Low down to 70. And for Winning Wednesday, starting out cloudy and showerly and then turning mostly sunny by late afternoon. High 82. Currently it's 69.
This morning, our friends Sue and Diane from Moms in Prayer International with us. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you both here. Diane Ippolito is the Pennsylvania State Coordinator for Moms in Prayer International. Diane, why is Moms in Prayer so important?
Because we are equipping women to pray. And I have learned how to pray through praying with other women. There's something really powerful about it. I know one of my friends says it's like addictive. Once you start spending that hour in prayer, that is your most productive hour of the week.
So how do you teach women to pray and to pray for their kids?
So each week when we meet to pray, we pray in four steps. We have a prayer sheet that's all written out. Your leader has written that out, and there's scriptures on there to pray. We pray praise. We praise God for who He is. We spend a time of silent confession. We go into Thanksgiving where we're thanking God for all the answers to prayers that we've seen. And then we have a time of intercession where we put our child's name into scripture and we all pray that scripture over our child and pray for their spiritual blessings. Then we pray for their specific needs, you know, that math test they're taking tomorrow or needing a new friend or whatever our source of anxiety is for them. But by the time we get to that, we're already so soaked in who God is and all that He can do that, you know, it's like those fears seem a little less. And by the time we've prayed for them and had other women pray over our children, we're just we just walk away feeling peace and joy and knowing God's got this.
So it's not something you look forward to doing just for an hour a week. It's something that impacts the rest of your week in teaching you how to pray.
It does. Exactly. Yeah. And that has stuck with me. So I have three children, and one of them has caused us many times of prayer. We'll get a phone call saying, you know, I was hit by a car and they want to take me to the hospital. Should I go? Yes.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to pray. But I pray in a different way now. It's not a prayer of total fear. It's a prayer of, I start out with, okay, I know God. I know you've got Him. I know you created Him. I know you're sovereign over every day of His life. And then I can go from there.
Yeah. Wow. And Sue Foria is with us. She's the area coordinator for Moms of Prayer. And Sue, you have a great story about how a mom's group really impacted a teacher.
Yes, I do. At my elementary school group, we were praying for a particular teacher, and she was a challenge for a lot of her students. And she would admit that it was a challenge for some of the students to have her. But it seemed like all of our Moms in Prayer children would have her as their teacher. And we just would continue to pray for her and pray for her. And she retired. And then through the way God works, through a variety of circumstances, she came to know Christ. And she's now sharing her story of salvation and how she came to know Christ. And I attribute that to the prayers of these mothers.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, you have a website where folks can go to get resources, information, signing up, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. There is so much information at momsinprayer.org. And I would encourage women of all ages, whether you have a newborn child who you're just trying to figure out what this is all about, or today is the day you're sending off your kindergartner and you are so anxious. And we, Diane and I, know as moms how that can be, that anxiety as you send off your child. Or maybe you're sending off a high schooler today, or you're launching your college student, and it is hard. I would encourage women to go to momsinprayer.org, look for the tab that says Get Involved, and join a group. And then we will connect you with other women to pray with.
And it's not just moms. Grandmoms, aunts. I have a group of women who just pray for the kids in their church.
Wow. That's great.
They don't even have, some of those women don't even have children.
Yeah.
It's gathering women, and there's something powerful about women getting together to pray.
Yeah. Once again, visit online momsinprayer.org, a chance for you to sign up, find out which school districts locally are involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's a lot of them here. Lancaster's a busy area.
That's great. Once again, visit momsinprayer.org. Sue and Diane, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you
for having us.
Yeah, it was a real joy to have you. Back to the music we go with Steve Curtis Chapman. This is Let Us Pray on FM 90.3 WJTL. Good morning.